think I can have everything. Frank Nodal and Sagrario Ganillo, first name Sagrario, last name Granillo. Birthday 3578, dictation 92824, patient here for follow up. Continue to have complaints of abdominal pains with intermittent diarrhea, increased for the past over the past month, increased for the past several days, with now clearing the past day. State's blood sugar today at home was 150. Not fasting. Review of symptoms has had an increasing flow with menses for the past few months. Continued grief and stress related to loss of home in California and living here, trying to start over. Past history as above. Issue of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, depression, arthritis, and probable irritable bowel syndrome, and multiple medication. See chart for a list of medications. State she has been taking her lisinopril, also metformin. Besides, not taking Reglan or Zocar or Lopid. State's taking Flexeril sometimes. Taking Vistagril seems to help with some anxiety. Now starting on Bentyl. Seen Dr. Jahani a few weeks ago. Follow up recommended. Recent CT of the stomach reported to be negative. Sickles in. Your appearance, depressed mood, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs shut off, occasional cushion, heart rate, rhythm without murmuring, gallop, abdomen with soft with 1 plus tenderness, the lower right and left quadrants and suprapubic area without going to rebound, no CVA tenderness, back scan, extremities, neurological, all within normal limits, blood sugar and random blood sugar today in the office, 119. Depression, abdominal pain, probable irritable bowel syndrome, grief and stress reaction, diabetes with bear control. Erasure of our history. We'll try to refer a patient to OB-GYN for evaluation of menstrual status and hormonal status. We'll add Bentyl for treatment of probable irritable bowel syndrome associated with stress and anxiety. To follow up in one month, if not better, and for routine refills.
Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.